So recently, the Lord asked me a question. He said, "Where are you on the at-rest scale?" With 10 being at total rest, and 0, of course, being completely unnerved, twitchy, can't settle your thoughts in one place, and restless. How about the peace scale? Are you feeling a little untied to a stable place? Not just every now and then, because that's just people, but as in every day, most of the time, being at peace or not, where are you? In today's society, considering the vacuum of truth in our midst, I would imagine peace and rest are a hard-to-come-by commodity for many. Let me encourage you. Do something good for yourself and embrace them both, peace and rest. Don't let them get away. In fact, don't just get rest and peace. Live in it so they are a constant. Not just a momentary thing that fades until next time. Listen and believe this. God keeps an eye on his friends. His ears pick up every moan and groan. He even hears you when you sweat. The Hebrew word for rest literally means to live as the center of God's attention. In his uninterrupted passion and love for us, who are the object of his affection, to stand in the never-ending eye of the flaming love of God. It seems it would be a good question to ask, who specifically are God's friends? Are you a friend of God? Well, how can you tell? Do you think that being a friend of God would be something you might be interested in? Do you think the Lord will let those who do not love him come and stay at his house and be part of the number he considers his family? Would you be glad to share your family name with someone who doesn't like you, only wants what you've got, and wishes you were anyone other than who you are? Well, neither does he. But if you're willing to change bloodlines and change your name, then the Lord has more than you need forever. He's got peace full in all his pockets, really, really. I fully believe Jesus has exactly what you need. Peace. Let me add, in order to get the rest and peace we so desperately need, we'll have to let go of some old things. Our shadows follow us around wherever we go, waiting to be unfolded. If we're not willing to deal with shadows from our past, we may just end up shadow boxing with ourselves. God can make right character burst into bloom with rest and peace abounding far beyond the moon, fading to nothing. He can give you peace that will rule in your heart from sea to sea, from river to rim. My friend, that's worth having, don't you think? There was a man God raised up. He was a friend of God, and God loved him so much. For a period of time, though, the man did almost everything wrong. He loved his money too much. He greedily took another man's wife. He dreamed wrongful things and acted so foolishly with no thought of tomorrow. And when he spoke, out of his mouth came poison water. At least, that's what he heard. All that plus he talked too much. His mouth had very little reservation about anything. But above and through it all, he never let go of hope that God would have mercy on him. In the end, the Lord did exactly that, and God's peace ruled supreme in the man's heart, mind, and body. Eventually, he died, and he died at rest in peace. Can you relate to any of that? Maybe you can, or not. Either way, the need for peace in the hearts of people is overwhelming. Whether you've always been Brother Big Believer, Sister Super Christian, or a minimal believer only calling on God in times of desperation. I'd say these are desperate times for everyone, and becoming more so every day. Now is the time to call on Jesus. I'd like to be well practiced at being at peace and living in a state of rest, so I'm not overwhelmed in the day of trouble. Wouldn't you? And honestly, I get tired of being Brother Big Believer. Don't you get tired of being Sister Super Christian? John 14:26. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Peace. I don't leave you the way you are used to being left, feeling abandoned and bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. My peace I give to you. Jesus gives his rest and peace, and if anyone anywhere has them, it's totally God's domain. And I don't mean peace as in a lack of violence, with everyone thinking we're wonderful with hundreds of likes on Facebook. Ugh. I mean, when the world swirls around us in chaos and dysfunction, in our hearts we are at peace like still waters. We easily have rest because we trust God more than we fear what our eyes and ears see. Rest and peace. God designed it. God owns it. It is His to do with as He does. Rest, my friend, and be at peace in the name of Jesus. Considering the times, it's a very valuable commodity. Do the right thing. Let peace and rest bloom in your life like a field of wildflowers.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, He faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul. The future as He has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. Play. Shall